Hello, friends. This is Pastor Justin with the Bemis Road Baptist Church. Thank you so much for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit today. We pray that the broadcast will be a help to you spiritually. We're continuing our study out of the book of Jude, looking at verses 17 down through verse number 23 on how to live right in a wrong world. How to live right in a wrong world. We left off in verse number 20 yesterday on we have to remain active devotionally. I'd like to encourage you, though, before I get into the Word of God, I want to encourage you to be faithful to your prayer meeting tonight. Be faithful to the house of God. If you've got a good Bible preaching church, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Your pastor needs you. Those church people need you. And you need church more than you could ever imagine. And I'm praying that you'll be faithful tonight. If you don't have a place to go to church tonight, I give you a cordial invitation to come to 3307 Bemis Road to the Bemis Road Baptist Church, where you'll hear the Word of God preached. The Lord willing, I'll be preaching there this evening, or somebody will be preaching the Bible for sure, and we'll have a time of prayer at the altar. You're invited, but if you've got a good home church, you go to that one and you support your pastor and be there just doing the right thing for the glory of God. Jude, we're in verse number 20. Beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Ghost. We said we have to remember, first of all, how to live right in a wrong world is to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, verse number 17, and then remain active devotionally, and now remain active prayerfully. Remain active prayerfully. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That praying is a continuous action. Pray without ceasing. Praying in the Holy Ghost. This is not a way to pray, but this is prayer. If it's not prayer in the Holy Ghost, it's not prayer. You know, if it's praying in me, in my flesh, it's not prayer. It won't get through the ceiling. The only praying there is praying in the Holy Ghost. This is not a way to pray, but this is prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's Ephesians 6:18. It's got to be done in the Spirit. Anything else is just not praying, period. The Bible says that ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lusts. That's sickly or diseased praying when you ask amiss that you may consume it on your lusts. That's not praying. Only praying there is in the Spirit and in the Holy Ghost. We have to remain active prayerfully. We either pray in the Holy Ghost or we pray in the flesh. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, I want to turn over there with you because I'm making an emphasis, because God's making an emphasis on praying in the Holy Ghost. You can't just pray. I don't want to just preach. I want to preach with the fullness of the Spirit. I just don't want to pray. I want to pray in the fullness of the Spirit. Because if it's not done that way, it's just not getting done. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You learn in those two verses right there, we have a helper in prayer. That's the Holy Spirit. We got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Well, to pray in the Holy Ghost, let me give you a key. So, well, I want to do that. Sounds like that's what I ought to do. Now, how do I do it? I think, first of all, if I'm not trying to be smart, I'm trying to be simple. First thing to do to pray in the Holy Ghost is you got to build yourself up on your most holy faith. You got to get in that book. It'd be much more important for you to hear from God than for you to speak to God. And it'd be much more important before you start talking to God that you'd hear from them first. Wouldn't you agree with that? Somebody said, what's more important, Bible reading or prayer? I don't think that's even a question. Now, we got to pray, but you better hear from God first. I think the way you can pray in the Holy Ghost and pray according to His will and not be fleshly is you start, saturating your heart with the Word of God. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, Colossians 3, I think it's verse 15. Then you can start praying in the Holy Ghost. Obviously, when I think of praying in the Holy Ghost, you got to get sin out of your life. Because if you got sin in your life and you got bad things in your life and ulterior things, listen. What are you going to do? James 4, 3 is what you're going to do. You're going to ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. You're not going to pray in the Holy Ghost. You're going to pray for yourself first and not for the glory of God. So you have to remain prayerfully active and devotionally active. That's how you live right in a wrong world. Then you can remain active obediently. That's right. Here it is, verse 20. You're building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and keep yourself in the love of God. Remain active obediently. That's keeping yourself in the love of God. Listen for just a little bit, and it all makes sense, I promise. The Bible says in John 14, 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Then we drop down to verse 23 of John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 23. If any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Remain active obediently. If you love God, you'll keep His commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Say to yourself, nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen, nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between. God's love can be compared to the sunshine. Stay under God's sunshine. Nothing between. No sin in between me and the sun. S-O-N. Two words, both with three letters, and very, very similar. Only the middle letter is different. It's the sun, S-O-N, or the sin, S-I-N. That's all it is. That's the battle. That's what separates us from Jesus' sin. What separates us from the Son, S-O-N? Sin, S-I-N. You either kiss the sin in your life or you kiss the Son in your life. You can go to Psalm, the second Psalm, and you'll find that to be true. I think it's in the 12th verse. You either kiss the Son or you kiss the sin in your life. You got to remain active obediently. You've got to have a mindset that I'm going to stay in the love of God. How do I get out of the love of God? He never stops loving me. Hallelujah. But I can stop loving Him. How? When I stop being obedient. When I don't live a surrendered life. When I am not putting myself on the altar of surrender. That's exactly right. And let me tell you, it pays to serve God. It pays to obey God. It pays to keep yourself in the love of God. I want to exhort you, friend. Joseph was a person that he just stayed in the love of God. I mean, he had everything come against him. False accusations, family hating him. Had to interpret dreams he probably didn't even want to interpret. And the whole time, the Bible says, the Lord was with him. He stayed in the presence of God. He stayed in the love of God. He stayed obedient. And God blessed him and prospered him and promoted him. And he saved a nation. It pays to obey God. It pays to stay in the love of God. David had many faults and many failures, but he stayed in the love of God. There was not a heart like any heart like David's. He stayed in the love of God, and God used him greatly. Peter was somebody that loved God. Jesus asked him, "Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Feed my sheep." He loved God. He had mistakes. I want to encourage you, just stay in the love of God, because that love covers a multitude of sins. Just do your best day in and day out to remain active devotionally, remain active prayerfully, and to remain active obediently. Just obey the Master. If you love me, keep my commandments. How do we prove our love to God? Do what He's told us to do out of the Bible. Obey the Word. That's how you prove your love and your loyalty to your Savior. Remain. How do I live right in such a wrong world? Remain active devotionally, prayerfully, and obediently. May God help us to be the lights that we ought to be in this dark world. God bless you, and I hope you have a terrific day serving the Lord. Make sure now you're in your prayer meeting tonight in your local church. God bless you.